Hello, friends and enemies, and welcome to the second episode of the AI Don't Love You arc. Today we learn that we don't have all the answers to life's real questions. And the realest of the questions is, how did these three not kill each other a long time ago? Are you ready to find out, IntroBot?
Let's begin.
Hey, I'm Mel. My pronouns are, I don't know. And today I am playing as a ship AI named Astra, and their pronouns are.
Hello, heroes. I'm James D'Amato. My pronouns are he, him, and today I'm going to be playing Max Damage. His pronouns are also he, him, and he is a scruffy troubleshooter.
Hey, heroes. I'm Pranks Paul. My pronouns are he, him. Today I'm going to be playing Kid Zoom, who is an adorable speed demon, and his pronouns are he, him.
Kid, what the fuck?
I made us an exit.
The ship hasn't hit anything further, but you feel it kind of vibrate a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, this job better pay for that.
Well, parking was 3 space bucks, and this damage is about 300 space bucks, so we just have to make sure that we steal that experimental whatever.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Where are we going now?
Well, okay, now that people aren't after us... We gotta go someplace where we can case this joint. We still don't have a lot of information, and we've lost the element of surprise. He says, looking back at this flaming wreckage that was this parking garage.
You see, like, emergency staff already, like, cars and other ships flocking there. But you're long gone before they, like, you just see the flashing lights in the background.
We can see it through the dying eyes of another drone that got left behind.
Yeah.
So let's just get to the other side of the planet then. If they're looking for trouble here, let's be not here.
I think that's a good start.
Astra, can I use my nitro boost on you?
Is it going to damage me further?
I mean, except for the parts that fall off.
Well, let's put it this way. Anything that falls off of me will also fall off of you.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I don't have a thruster, so I'm okay with that.
Mind if I take over again?
So can I use my nitro boost on the...
So technically, it's not the nitro boost is more of a feeling inside of you. Rather than making actual nitro... You can just make things go faster.
Yeah, I'm just going to make things go faster.
Great.
My question is, when Astra was liberated by the rogue scientist, did they get rid of like the limiter to where like you can take the pilot's wheel away from whoever's piloting?
I think so. I think there's still a creative way to steal it from Astra if you know enough about electronics, but Astra does have override capabilities.
Well, part of the reason you're working with us is because we're idiots and don't know anything about electronics, so we couldn't really do anything if you didn't want us to do.
Right.
So it's always 100% Astra's choice if Kid is able to pilot or not, and Kid has to be able to pilot to make its speed go up.
Yep.
However, no one's chasing you right now. And also, there's no, like, landing authority because there's no overarching government. So you could just, like, fly back out to space for a few seconds.
Oh, yeah, it'd be faster to dip out of the atmosphere and then dip back in on whatever side of the planet we want.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do
that. Now that you've ruined your parking.
Well, look how much lighter you are now.
Yes, that hole in the hull of the ship really made entrance to the atmosphere a whole lot more fun.
It really ties the interior together.
We see a bunch of, like, the sentry drones that were in that section just, like, hanging out in space.
Yeah.
Looking at each other like,
I caught you a shiny Bidoof, too.
Oh, good.
Kid, where are you getting all these Bidoofs?
It's a regional event. There's no laws down here, so they just make bootleg Pokemon.
Oh, God.
And then we can sell them on the black and white market.
On my map, I've spotted a good parking garage that's also a Pokestop.
Yeah, we're not going to another parking garage, okay? What you don't understand is money and scrap don't grow on trees, okay?
Some scrap grows on trees.
Like the titanium trees on Ganymede. Okay.
Where do you propose I park?
I think we're going to hover for right now. We're going to hover for right now because we got to figure out this job. We already ran into some bounty hunters, right? There are going to be more. So we got to just get in, do this job, and get right the hell out.
Where should we go then?
If we hang out in low orbit for a while, maybe we can scan his mansion from atmosphere and figure out an...
Now that's an idea, scan from Atmo.
Great. So I'm doing all of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, or you could put a sensor on the Mercury and I could fly in close and you could transmit the data back to the...
Or I could try licking it and analyzing my data.
Or I could just find it and drop you on top of it.
Okay.
We can do that too.
You're getting spicy. We don't need that.
Well, I don't exactly enjoy having parts of me ripped off, flying out of a garage.
We'll replace the parts.
When?
As soon as we finish this job. Everything that you're saying
is delaying... I need these parts to finish the job.
Oh my god, this conversation is preventing the job from getting done.
Why don't we just use some of your drones to plug the hole?
They already are, with their bodies.
So we're fine.
No, we're not.
We cut down there, there's like three stoogeting in the hole.
I like them making R2-D2 noises.
I also have a question, Mel. Are you when they're on the ship, is your voice coming from a console or from everywhere, or is it still coming just through the headsets?
It's everywhere in the ship.
It's just an omnipresent voice?
Yes.
Everywhere?
I can, like, follow them from room to room on the ship.
You're just never free.
Nope, I'm everywhere. There's no privacy on this ship.
Ew, do we poop in you? Ew!
I ejected immediately. In fact, you've almost gotten, like, stuck to the receptacle a few times because I just ejected immediately.
Like when, in an airplane toilet?
Yeah. Terrifying.
When you poop, the ship poops.
This is the worst. The future's bad. We should not do this.
So what's our plan then? Are we going to try to scan from atmosphere or are we going to try to take a recon flight?
I already scanned while you were arguing with me. But I'll only give you the information if you commit to repairing me.
Wow, so it's a hostage situation.
It's always been a hostage situation.
Well then, he's playfully drawing his unplugged gun. We might as well have this conversation in a standoff.
Your gun is empty.
Yeah, I know. It's a rhetorical device.
You could plug your gun into the wall outlet and kill us all.
I could do that. I could do that at any time.
15 drones fly into the room.
Yeah, but do you feel lucky?
All of their little laser cannons pop out. Or not, their little SMGs pop out the top.
Listen, everybody gets the same cut from the job. Okay?
Repairs come first. I'm your transport. Do you want to go anywhere other than this mission?
You seem to be flying just fine right now.
Oh, no. The ship starts to shake and turbulence happens and you get tossed around and it begins to drop in a free fall.
Not buying it, Aster.
Kid Zoom, while all this was going on, is climbed into the Mercury and he started the launch sequence.
I think that Astra just lets him do that because he's not arguing.
The question is, do y'all want to continue this or do you want to try to roll to convince Max Carnage that you're going to crash the ship?
Oh,
Max Carnage, Max Damage.
Please, Max Carnage is his father.
What I first see is I already scanned. I know where the property is and I'm doing a free fall directly above it.
Okay.
So essentially I'm going to stop the ship right above the security bubble so that they don't sense me. And then I'm just going to open the hatch and drop these dinglings into the property.
Okay. Well, okay. Where were y'all? Were y'all both just in the hangar bay of the Astra, or were y'all in the cockpit?
I'm in the Mercury.
I know you're in the Mercury now. Where were y'all arguing at?
I figured like I was in some sort of like crew quarters area. I don't think Max rarely touches the pilot controls because he's clearly the worst pilot of this group.
So I don't think you could like deposit, like drop Max from atmosphere. But when you do the hard break, Max just hits a wall.
Yeah, that works.
Over the comms, Kid Zoom says, "Okay, I think I have an idea. Do you want me to tell you, or do you want to find out about it after I've done it?"
I would really love you to tell us about your ideas.
Okay, I'm going to...
At that exact moment before you tell us, I open the hatch and say, "Good luck."
"Cool, launching from freefall." And you can hear, like, just imagine he's, like, saying this as he's getting farther and farther and farther away. But he says, "All right, I'm going to go down to the mansion, and I'm going to offer to race their experimental aircraft. And if I win, I get the experimental aircraft. And if he wins, I have to go back to school."
No, what, kid? This isn't a cartoon. This isn't a cartoon.
And I'm already launching.
What was the name of your school, your private school?
I think it's the Kirby Academy, because Kirby is Academy? Very important.
Okay,
in the future.
So
I mean, Pokemon's still around too. I think Nintendo is the only.
Yeah, Nintendo has conquered
franchise.
The universe. Yeah.
It's Nintendo
okay.
Academy.
Yeah.
So you're the Nintendo Academy.
Yeah.
So
Miyamoto Academy.
Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and establish the Hagenthorpe Marat. On top of being a gatekeeper, also owns Nintendo.
Oh, it's shareholder.
No, now it's personal.
So you dip through you out of the Mercury. Would you describe the Mercury to us as you launch?
Yeah. The Mercury looks exactly like the Blue Falcon, which is Captain Falcon's car.
Uh-huh.
From F-Zero. So it's like a blue little fighter jet looking thing.
So yeah, you bail out in the Mercury, and you get like down through the security dome of this manor. I think it's like a very palatial manor grounds. Like it's got these high walls and there's like sentry turrets on like the corners and stuff. And I think as soon as you get through where the security sensors would be, you see this flash of energy as the security dome goes up between you and the Astra now. And you see all these alarm klaxons go off. And you hear through your... I think it's all out loud, but also it's broadcast through like the radios. You hear, "Truitt, student, detected." And all of the turrets turn to point towards the Blue Falcon.
I get on the comms and I press the button and I say, "Halt! Invoking Wario's rules of the Wild West, I challenge you to a battle. And everyone knows under the Miyamoto Academy rules, you have to accept any challenge a 10-year-old gives you."
What does Max think of this?
I don't know why I said it wasn't a cartoon. Clearly this is a cartoon.
So like there's a hot second as all the turrets are still like winding up. They're Gatling guns, but so they're like the little turbines are winding up on them, and then they slowly power down. The security dome doesn't go away though, and you hear, "Challenge accepted. Name your terms."
Can I still calm them?
The team?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I transmit over a set of terms, which I've drafted in advance, obviously, because I'm a former racer. And they are, we get 3 days of prep. And then on the third, and we get to stay on the premises to inspect the racing grounds for foul play. And then on the third day, it's an all-out race, no holds barred, along the race course, or along the track. On the mansion, and if I win, we get the, what is it called? The X1? What's the name of this thing?
X-Tip.
The X-Tip.
The Axe-Tip.
Axe-Tip.
We get the Axe-Tip, and if he wins, I have to report to school the next day.
How long have you been truant?
I'm 10? Like 2 years?
2 years? Okay. I think there's like some calculations going on. And I think this is all an automated system. Like, we haven't talked to anybody, any human, so there's no human to deny this. Mm-hmm. And this is all, like, your form has been, like, made in triplicate or whatever.
Yeah.
So the system automatically accepts your terms.
And the little ROV and robots, which are processing this order, appear on the screen.
Do what?
There are ROB robots that are processing this order, because apparently this universe is based on Smash Brothers.
Apparently. So while this is happening, we cut up to the Astra. Astra, you get some landing coordinates and a hailing frequency.
Great. Yeah, I think Astra just says, okie dokie.
Yeah, well, we already lost the element of surprise, so why not invite ourselves to stay over?
Astra just kind of, every now and then, a little jolt to throw you off your feet.
Not budging on this one, Astra. Everyone gets the same share. I'm treating you like everyone else.
Astra just kind of, she knows where you are, so she does a little bump to, like, keep knocking you towards an open hatch she has on the back of the ship, trying real hard to just, like, shake you out of the ship.
Mm-hmm. Trying to murder you.
I say over the comms, hey, if I get to keep the axe kick, Astra can have my share.
Acceptable.
What? There's no share if you
There's
keep
no
the ship.
There's no share if we keep the ship.
Oh, we'll just steal it back.
That's DeJoy. A separate job. That's a separate job.
We're
and then
thieves.
We're
going
to lose our fence, and we're not going to be able to sell things anymore. You got to think ahead. You got to think ahead.
We lose our fence every 3 days anyway.
Yeah, and we're running out of fences.
So why don't we pre-betray this one?
I just said because we're not going to have anyone to betray anymore.
Well, that's a good point, but we'll have a super fast ship we can use to escape.
Look, did I ever teach you about Earth?
No. That's boring old people planet stuff.
Back on Earth, they were always like, oh, we'll put our garbage here, mm-hmm. and then we'll just live somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Except if you keep doing that, eventually the whole thing's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gotta fly off to another planet.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't any other planets.
What? There's like 8 planets in this system.
Yeah, and we've lost a fence on pretty much all of them.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna be out of fences. Please, Aster, you have to understand that we're gonna be out of fences. We can't keep doing this. There aren't gonna be any repairs. We're not gonna be able to buy anything from anyone.
I just want to be repaired. I don't care what happens.
Exactly. You want to be repaired. We can't keep the ship, kid. We can't keep the ship. We have to sell the ship.
Okay. We'll talk about it after we get the ship.
Astra can't actually physically wink, but you just hear her quietly say, wink.
I think Astra has 2 headlights on the front of the ship, and one of them closes and turns on and turns off.
Perfect.
The Mercury gives him a thumbs up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Mercury has arms.
Yes.
Yeah. And a shotgun, no. A grappling hook and a drill.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so here's my question for y'all. As ridiculous as this situation is, you've still got to, like, actually steal this fucking thing. Or are you going, like, you've got 3 days. The kids bought you 3 days. Are you going to spend this 3 days preparing for a race? Or are you going to spend this 3 days trying to steal the axe tip?
I think we can do both. Why don't we try to steal the thing? And if it's really, really hard, we'll go through with the race plan.
I mean, I guess we don't really have a choice.
I can send out my sentry bots to scan the grounds.
Yeah, we got to be careful, though. We're going to be living on their terms, right? This is at their courtesy.
Well, under the Miyamoto Academy rules, they technically can't harm us until the boss battle.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they're not going to try to do something that makes it look like an accident or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they can send minions at us or traps. But
and that only extends to you.
What?
That only extends to you. Me and Astra, we're not from the Miyamoto Academy.
Yeah, but I can enter you in as second and third players.
I think you have to enroll them as students.
Oh my god, can we do that?
That'll be a thing to handle in a minute, because I'm going to call a commercial break. So, as a part of the commercial break, when we come back, we discuss the fiction and see what's changed. First thing I want to bring up is, We've gotten very silly, and that's fine if everybody's cool with the tone being what it is. If we would like to reel it back in to be a little more grounded, That's cool too. What is everybody feeling? What's the temperature?
I'm down with whatever.
I don't know how you could reel it back in at this point.
I'm good.
It could have 100% been a trap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that makes more sense to me. I don't know. What are y'all feeling?
I'm down with it being a trap. That seems fine.
I don't care. I'm just a sociopathic ship who's going to do whatever the fuck they want, so.
All right, let's walk into this trap.
Okay. Then in that case, we need to go through the fiction and change some things. So there's a giant hole in the Starfall. So I'm gonna reduce the hole a bit. So you start out with 60 holes. I'm gonna say you're down to 50.
Mm-hmm.
I also, you've all made yourself very well known, so I think you should all size down your stealth. So just write down next to your stealth.
Okay. Bummer.
Do y'all feel like anything should be sized up, or any other changes should be made?
No, I feel good about my choices.
Yeah, I think we're fine.
I will say you're not. You will have had time to recharge your gun, so we don't have to do that in the fiction. So when combat starts, it'll be ready to go again. Maybe not overcharged like you did when you blew a hole in the floor,
right?
But it's there. So when we come back, do we want to come back as y'all are landing, or do we want a little bit of time to pass so y'all be together, or do we want it to be where Kid and the ship are still separate and Kid's in the Mercury?
I'm down with whatever.
Maybe like because Kid he was landing anyway, so you know, he lands and they just grab him. That kind of makes sense to me.
When we come back from commercial, it's not we don't come back from commercial on y'all again. We come back to commercial on that hangar bay that y'all blew a hole in. Perfect. And we see a guy just kind of standing outside looking at the car with a max damage sized imprint on the side of it. And he's just like takes a deep sigh and shakes his head and looks down at the ground and takes out a cell phone and starts to dial his insurance company. And then we cut back to the Mercury lands, and then the Astra lands next to it. And I think, like, all of those sentry bots that had been plugging the hole kind of, like, fall out with the jostling. So there's just, like,
yeah,
a pile of 5 sentry bots stuck on the ground in a pile. I just keep imagining them as floating claptraps. That may not be what you're thinking, but that's just what's in my head.
I mean, close. Maybe not as boxy shape. I saw them as kind of, like, little saucer-shaped octagons.
Yeah, okay, that's very good. So that happens. I think, like, there's enough time for Kid to get out of the Mercury before you see, I think you see the people walking up, and they're all wearing, like, Mirocorp or whatever his company. I think Mirocorp makes sense.
The initials, of course, are just MRA Corp. Yeah.
As soon as you like exit the vehicle, they grab you and they
hey,
like, you're coming with us, Kid. And I think you have a bunch of outside sensors, right, Mel?
Oh yeah.
So you can see like armed people coming up from the like security house.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like 5 of them. And they're coming out. You see a bunch of them have, like, well, you see, like, maybe 2 of them have these large weapons that you immediately, like, realize are, like, EMP grenade launchers.
Oof.
And the others are just carrying pistols. And they're swarming out of the guard shack towards y'all. Do we want to start a structured encounter again, or are y'all have something else in mind? Or are you going to let this happen?
Unless either of you have shenanigans, I think that, Astra would release the horde again. I think about 10 of her droid children got left behind in the parking garage, so there's about 40 of them floating behind the ship right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that Astra's plan is to send like 5 of them to surround the men who have grabbed the boy, and then the rest of them should shoot over towards this group that are approaching. And I want some of them to hover directly above so that if they're disabled, they will fall on top of these fools and knock them out.
And we've established that Astra is kind of a one-off, so they haven't seen anything like this before.
Yeah, they have no idea what I'm capable of.
Right. Good. So it sounds like you're taking the first action here.
Yeah, I'd like to send in the drones.
Yes. So that just happens. That doesn't require any roll. What you're trying to what's the effect you're trying to get out of this initially? Like, you are initiating the encounter?
I guess my goal is intimidation to get everyone to stop so that we can figure out if this is just aggression, then they don't intend to honor what has been put forward, or if they're just using security measures to take control of the situation to honor our wishes. So I guess diplomacy is what we're trying to do.
So you're definitely sure that they are coming to just arrest you. Like, you're a highly skilled computer.
Okay.
And you put two and two together. You're like, oh, this is a trap. Also, I imagine Max is yelling, this was a trap.
This isn't a cartoon.
I told you.
Okay, then.
This is not the cartoon I thought it was.
I think the visual that we get instead is that Astra kind of lifts up again and drones begin to fly out. But, you know, and like I said, the five surround where Kit is, and the rest of them fly out to meet these five guards. And half of them are floating directly above and the rest are surrounding. And as I lift and turn, the hatch on the back opens up, and I think that Max is standing there with his gun pointed at the group of five.
Or whoever you want to. I kind of had a different plan.
Okay.
my idea is, you know, inside, while you're doing all this stuff, hey, in your scans, do you know, like, roughly how many people there are or what the security systems would be like here?
What can I find out, Chris?
I think in that case this would be. Do we think this is a? This might be a craft check to hack into their systems, or if you're using scanners, a notice check. Specifically, you asked for like how many people there were and what are the defenses they had.
What Max wants to know is if there's a large security contingent here, what's protecting the axe tip right now?
Okay. So yeah, in that case. Astra, make me a notice check.
I think I'd like to utilize knowledge too, because I feel like being a major corporation, there's a lot of technology here I've seen before, and maybe it gives me an advantage to how I look for the axe tip.
That makes sense. So you can use knowledge instead of notice if you'd like.
Cool.
So that's I feel like that's you're using the ship, right? So that's that would be mind. So I'm trying to figure out what the best flow. I feel like the best flow here is for you to roll your mind and the one difficulty to see if you need what you need to do from there. So just roll your mind and 1d8.
Okay. Difficulty is 1, and for mind I rolled a 6.
Okay, so on a 1, you roll a fumble. I think I'm just going to take a complication die, which is just a d8 I can add to something else later.
Okay.
For your fumble. So you do succeed. So roll your knowledge plus your effectiveness.
Knowledge plus effectiveness is a d4. Knowledge plus effectiveness equals 6.
A 6. Okay, and which one was your effectiveness die?
4.
A 4. So, a 4 out of what?
4.
Oh, so you rolled max. Okay. So then that's the highest you can get, which is an outright success. So, you scan the thing and you have all the information of all these corporation databases or whatever. And you know roughly what the contingent of security a place like this would have. Specifically, you know, because it has all these turrets, they're not going to have that many human soldiers, because human soldiers can betray you. And why do you have a lot of them if you just have giant fucking guns on your walls.
Yeah, they need health insurance and all that too.
Yeah, yeah. Who wants this? Is fuck? There's no health insurance here. I guess there is. It's just all not great for the people who pay for it. So yeah, you're 100% sure that all of the security is in the courtyard coming at y'all right now, and the axe tip's probably undefended wherever it is.
All right, this is great. You just make sure they don't kill the kid, and I'll steal the ship.
Okie dokie. Okay, so taking that scene one more time, I think all of the sentry bots swarm out to surround Kid and the ship, and a few of them, let's say 10 of them, fly out to meet this group of five, and they just start dive bombing with bursts of SMG, not necessarily to hit, but just to disturb and scatter the five heavies that are headed towards us.
Okay, so the way this could work is you're trying to cause a you can roll to hit them, and if you don't roll a boon, because your boon for your thing is covering fire.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't roll a boon, you can just spend a resolve to have one, which will give Max free reign to run across the area. So go ahead and roll. We'll say your scanning was earlier because you said you were scanning while you were arguing. Mm. So this will be your actual action.
Cool.
So roll your body versus 2d8 because these are armored.
Oof. My difficulty is 8, which I literally can't roll higher than. My body is a d6.
Well, then go ahead and roll, because you know, well, go ahead and roll your body and your ranged weaponry then.
Ranged weaponry is another d6. I rolled a 1 and a 3.
Okay, so that's going to still be a failure. What's your, roll your damage.
2.
So you would add, you would add your, since you can't use it to succeed, you can add your ranged weaponry to your outcome instead. So what would that be together?
Fuck, what did I roll? I moved the dice.
Oh no.
A 1 and a 3.
I think you rolled a 3.
It was a, yeah, it was a 1 and a 3, so
4.
4 plus 2 is 6. I will use that resolve to make sure that the desired outcome mm-hmm. happens.
So on a 6, you fail, but you get a major concession.
Oh, great.
So and you're going to spend your resolve. So go ahead and reduce your resolve, and they are going to be busy dodging these bullets. They're not going to take any damage, but they're going to be busy dodging these bullets, which will give Max a room. So basically, let's say either I can pick one of those categories and you pick what's on it, or I pick a or you pick a category and I pick what's on it.
Something is irrevocable. Lost, broken, or taken. Well, I think they can just shoot down the drones that I use as a distraction.
No. You get the concession, not me. So this is going to be in your favor.
Oh.
Yeah.
If something is irrevocably lost, broken, or taken, could it be that he just finds the axe right away and runs away with it?
That is huge.
So here's the thing. It's a major concession. So uh-huh. they're severe and have meaningful impact to the story, of the course of the story. So I think what that means is, yeah, I like that. So
I feel like that's too big. That's like handing it to us on a silver platter.
I think what's lost is max damage. If that makes sense. So I think, Max, you're not going to have to roll anything to get into the manor.
Great.
You're just in there now. Like, they're so embroiled in this combat that they don't see you at all. All of the turrets are, like, pointed at that area waiting for an opening to fire.
And when the smoke clears, he's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, we see a bunch of dudes streaming out of a door. And, like, when they finish running out, he was holding it open for them, and he walks right in the building.
Perfect. So, however, you did act against these security guys. So the two of these security guys who are operating together are going to get to retaliate. So they're going to try to shoot their EMP grenades into the fray of 50 some odd security drones. Your security drones are armored, though, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They are armored, but there's also 10 of them separated from the group. So there's approximately 40. Or no, I left 10 behind. So there are 40 in total, 10 separated, drawing fire, and 30 surrounding Kid.
Okay. So let's see if they succeed. So they rolled an 8 and a 3, and they had a 5 on their thing. So they're going to have to roll their skill to try to overcome that. So that's an 8 total. So they're going to fail. Let's see how bad they fail. An 8. So they fail, but they get a major concession. So I get to pick on this list. I'm going to pick someone gains the high ground, calls in a reinforcement, or cuts off a route. That's up to you to decide which one of those.
I think it cuts off our route to the mansion to follow
Max.
Okay, so yeah, I think they're firing these EMP grenades and they're going off, and most of your drones manage to like duck out of the like area effect of it. But as they do, they open up and you end up being surrounded by the security agents between you and the, because they don't know about Max, so they're like, oh, we need to make a perimeter. This isn't going as well as we thought it would. So they then try to make a perimeter between y'all and the manor house.
Okay.
It's up to Kid or Max.
So seeing that our route into the manor has been cut off, and I assume that Astra's actions make the guys who were like surrounding me kind of scatter because there's a bunch of drones and stuff surrounding them.
Yeah.
Seeing that opening, Kid, like the camera zooms in on Kid and he sort of squints and then he says, okay, we'll play it your way. And he runs right back to where the Mercury is parked. And he's going to try to traverse to get in to the Mercury and start up the flight sequence.
Sounds good. I'm going to say this is a simple check. There's no one actually between you. We just need to see if it costs you anything. Mm-hmm. So you just roll your effectiveness die.
Okay. So just my effectiveness. That's a 2.
A 2. So that's a success, but I get a minor concession.
Okay.
So, so pick. I'm gonna link it in. Oh, you don't have access to the Discord, do you?
Oh, hang on. It's on my laptop. I can just turn.
What are they?
Laptop.
Okay. I'm gonna put. So you pick one of those lists, and then I get to pick an option off of it.
I think someone new gets involved.
Someone new gets involved, someone lets something slip, or someone escalates the situation.
Yeah. I have a pitch for you.
Okay, hit me.
They start sending in airborne drones after me.
See, I was going to say the turrets are going to enter
either
the battle.
Way, it's
so
fine.
I think we had the same. So I think you get into the thing and you start to boot it up, but you see immediately as soon as there's a power signature, all those turrets start to train on you.
Yep.
But you managed to get in and boot it up. Mm-hmm. You didn't make any action against anybody, so we go directly to Max.
So Max is, you know, wandering through this incredibly lavish and elaborate, like, compound. I think there's a zoo section that he's going
through. Definitely
right
a
now.
Zoo, but it's like you remember that commercial with, like, the tiny giraffe? So it's like a tiny, tiny wild animal zoo?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's... Like, he's still running, and right now he is running from a pack of, like, tiny baboons.
Mm-hmm. he's running right by the mini whale tank.
Good. Yeah. This place is terrible. and he's just, like, desperately... I think he's trying to follow some kind of map that Aster made to, like, find this ship.
On old Earth paper, or, like, on your cell phone, or what?
Probably on his phone. and I think it's made more difficult because Kid keeps texting him.
Oh yeah,
because of course Kid texts and drives.
Yeah.
So I've got a question for you, James. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kid keeps sending Max what he thinks is old people slang that Max would understand. So he keeps writing yeet 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 over and over again.
So this is definitely, this feels, because you're trying to find a good route through the thing to stumble upon the axe tip.
Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be, I'm super down with this being a traverse roll, but it would be mind and traverse, not body.
Great.
Because you're not actually trying to outrun anything or lose your physical thing. However, you could just be, you could, this is where you could invoke your name if you wanted to.
What if there's a parrot that says your name? In the mini suit.
No, so he can do it himself. He can just talk shit to these baboons that are chasing him.
Yeah, you know, let's do it. We're crouching the end of this anyway. So I think he's in this, like, horror zoo. His phone just keeps... I think it's got text-to-voice going, so it just keeps shouting, yeet, 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 yeet. Which has enraged these tiny animals. And the largest tiny baboon has, like, moved forward, and it, like, does a tiny roar, and it still has those big baboon fangs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like, this one's like a medium baboon.
I mean, a small baboon is still terrifying to me.
Yeah. There's no size at which baboons are the worst thing in the world.
Right.
So Max takes a look at them. He's, like, breathing a little bit heavily. I don't know how they made you things, but there's not a thing alive that can outrun max damage. And with that, I think he is going to, jump into and swing on a vine in this tiny zoo, and I think it is a chase where he's doing a lot of underbars and grabbing and swinging onto different parts of trees away from this, like, pack of baboons, and we can see that this zoo deck overlooks, like, this luxury landing pad area where there are many fine different spaceships, like a couple super classic spaceships that are, you know, hundreds of years old, and some of the, you know, newer experimental models, and some just, like, fine luxury ships as well.
Awesome. So first things first, you take half of your hit points, round it up,
okay,
in damage. You're going to succeed, so you just roll your effectiveness.
Okay. Which is a 4. Great. That is a 2.
So I get a minor concession, basically. You do have a boon, so keep in mind that you can accomplish this task in a way that impresses or surprises people, or establish a small fact about a person, item, or location related to the check. I'm going to pick one of these minor concessions, and you get to pick something off the list. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna pick a new complication comes up. The past comes to haunt someone, or someone gets hurt.
A new complication comes up.
Okay, what do we think this new complication is?
I think this guy has to show up personally.
Oh, okay. So you see the axe tip. The axe tip is pretty obvious. It looks like the head of an axe, but it, like, the front of the ship is the blade of the axe, and the back of the head, like the back of the head of the and an axe.
It looks
the,
like the blade ship from Super Mario RPG.
Do what?
It looks like the blade ship from Super Mario RPG that the axe.
Yes, it does. Perfect. But it's like it's still a personal craft, so it's roughly the size of the Mercury, maybe a little bigger. But you see it there; it's gleaming. It's like it doesn't have any you can tell there are definitely panels on there, but you can't see where they fit together or where the cockpit is even.
It seems like a really ugly way to spend a lot of money.
You see, sitting on it, I think, polishing, like, an old-timey, like, colonial times elephant gun is a very old, white-haired white man with a very bushy white mustache. And he's just polishing it, and he looks up and he says, you came for my prized possession, I see.
I mean, the kid came to race someone, but that's like a cartoon thing.
Yeah, we're not in a cartoon.
Great, you and I agree. And
We also seem to agree that I'm taking that ship.
Over my dead body. And he stands up very slowly, because again, he's a very old, wealthy white man who does not do much. But he does level this giant elephant gun at you.
Listen, pal, worse people have pointed bigger guns at me. So it's going to take a lot more than big talk to get me to get between me and that ship, all right? We're leaving no matter what. So this can go easy.
We'll see. And we hear the elephant gun go off, but we cut back to upstairs out in the courtyard.
Test complete.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to our guests for playing. You can find Pranks on Twitter at RogueTLDR. Listen to him on his podcasts, Never Tell Me the Pods, Autonomic, and Adventure on the One Shot Network. As always, you can find Mel on Twitter at Melerella. That's MELERELLA.
If you'd like to catch me, you can find me over at OneShotPodcast.com on my shows, One Shot or Campaign. They're both actual play programs. I think if you enjoyed this, you'll probably enjoy them. I also wrote a new book recently, and it's up for pre-order right now. It's going to be released October 8th, but it's called The Ultimate RPG Gameplay Guide. And essentially, it is a book that explains sort of how concepts in literature, theater, and improv relate to the art of role-playing, and gives you a guide to have a more enriching narrative experience as you play.
And a big thank you to Matt Lee for our intro and outro music. Follow him and inquire about his rates at Nice Wizard Music. Support us by following us on Twitter at PlaytestPod. Download all current documents for this game at playtest.pub. And find a link to our Discord from either of those to join our creative, friendly community. And remember, everyone, the world may suck sometimes, but you don't. And together, we can all just steal shit from rich people. Yeehaw!